A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" And Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I belong to what is above. I do not belong to this world. By these words, Jesus is not indicating the physical world. Rather, he is announcing that his values do not match those of the Pharisees and other noted officials. Jesus' whole way of life confounded people, and this, of course, is what led to his death. For many, Jesus turned their world upside down. Jesus' values were so unlike the world in which they had been raised, and they didn't know what to make of him. These values, summed up in the Sermon on the Mount, were subversive of almost everything his contemporaries took for granted. No wonder he was in such trouble right from the beginning. He spoke of turning the other cheek rather than taking revenge, of loving one's enemies instead of hating them and fighting them, of doing good to those who hate you and blessing those who curse you. Jesus stubbornly held to his belief that all people were equal in dignity and worth. He was comfortable with prostitutes and tax collectors and all who were the most despised in the world. He treated the blind and the lame, the outcasts and beggars, with the same dignity and respect that he gave to the religious leaders and other leaders. Such actions enraged those who considered themselves the educated and wise. The wisdom of God revealed in Jesus was sheer foolishness. In a world where authority was of chief importance, those who held positions of authority were considered well above the common folk. It was they only who knew God's ways and spoke God's wishes. The common folk would know nothing about what God would want. Higher officials were the ones to be admired and kowtowed to and listened to. And when Jesus came as a servant, one who healed the lowest of the low, one who in the end washed feet and gave himself as bread, well, he was dismissed as crazy and finally as someone to be done away with. We have access to God's heart and mind only through Jesus Christ. God's wisdom is known only in Him. Jesus' way of life revealed that the wisdom and power of God is simply loving and loving without exceptions. Jesus freely dispensed God's love to all. He turned no one away. The seed of God's love is broadly cast, tossed with abandon, and allowed to fall where it would. Simply stated, there is no one that we can dismiss as of no importance. No one may be excluded from our love. What does that say to each of us, created in the image of this crazy in love God? Daughters and sons of God, we are meant to be as Jesus, to welcome as Jesus, to love as Jesus, to scatter our love abundantly and broadly. His values are meant to be our values, and His way of life, our only way of life.